All right, LTMA. I have the leaders here with me. We meet once a year. We just decided to meet twice, spend a week together. We're going to be dealing with going back to God's original plan. And there's two scriptures I want you to meditate on. Jeremiah 29:11. Don't turn that to you. Jeremiah 29:11. Matthew 16:13-19. You'll find out that I think that Matthew 13 is talking about kingdom key. Jeremiah 29:11 is very important. For I know the thought that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you, the latter part of that verse is very important, the LTMA, to give you an expected end. Now, the level where you are now, I don't want you to be overly concerned about it. I want you to just pay attention because there's a lifting going on. I want you all to meditate these two scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, and Matthew is talking about the keys. I'll give you an insight. The scripture says, ask and it shall be given, seek it shall find, knock and the door will be opened. Those are actually scriptures. But you get a place in the spirit realm where you don't knock, you don't ask, you don't seek. You unlock. And in Revelation there, keys, we have the keys to the kingdom. You heard me talk about labor and favor. Most of our prayer is laboring, trying to get somewhere, but we have to know that we can step into God's favor at any time. That's important. A word from the Lord unto us. I want you to listen to this very carefully, and I want you online to hear this. The culture is changing the church. The church was designed to change the culture. Apostolically, the anointing, the appreciation, the application, and the appearance of our lives are going to be so effective because we're walking in a different realm. The apostolic realm is a different realm. So the culture is changing the church. We'll see that in a few minutes. Matter of fact, I'll give you some insight of that right here. The wave of deception, manipulation, and witchcraft has already infiltrated the church. Now watch what I say. I need y'all to hear it. Life and government. That word government is very important. What is Isaiah 9:6-7? Tell about what type of government that we should be functioning under. Let me read this under that statement. Church splits, liberalism, and disunity have taken away the spiritual strength of many churches. The rising of men and women who refuse to change and who will resist any change in the church has become an increasingly important issue. These resistors are not allowing the church to move, watch now, into the prophetic and apostolic, and he got dimension here, but I can't use that word right now because a rim, which God is releasing and restoring today. So there's a lot of deception, manipulation, culture changes. We got homosexuality. We got all these things rising up. We got these people dressing like they're going to a football game when they come before God. That is nothing old-fashioned about dressing. Dressing is you applying yourself, being properly, wearing properly attire in the presence of God. We can't blend in with them. They want to come into church and infiltrate how they want to go to a football game or whatever. Okay. So you got this statement, the culture is changing the church. The church was designed to change the culture. So in the apostolic, where we are now, LTMA, we're going to start changing the culture. We the only one can change it. The government can't change it. Money can't change it. We the only one can change it. Second thing is, the church is blending at large when she's assigned by God to build. Two words. Blending, what you doing? Blending or building? See, you blend for the crowd. See, you build for the glory. And so we have to apostolicate because of walking out the apostolic and walking out of the prophetic. The church was blending in what we're supposed to be building. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The social, and I want to say this, in many ways taking over the so-called spiritual. Whoa. Mm-hmm. You heard that?
Yes.
The social, and even in the church, they're socializing instead of spiritualizing. And the only person you can bring it back into play is we ministers of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Under conviction, under consecration,
right. Yes, sir.
Under covenant.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? We don't have to badger the people, but we have to build them.
Mm.
And so in a lot of that, there's going to have to be a lot of breaking. Habits going to have to be broken. But you can do it in a divine way. You can do it in the way of the supernatural. So therefore, you're going to have to be anointed. You're going to have to be out of the crowd. And you got to be building instead of blending.
Yes.
Now, just think about it now, blending. Just think about how the church got so social. Stop blending. Stop blending. See, never be, LTMA, never, and these leadership, never be overexcited by a crowd. And I use a lot of words. Then your credential. You want to keep your concept vivid so the Holy Spirit can move like he wants to move. You can't blend with the culture. You can't blend with the crowd. You're a builder. And so this statement is the church is blending at large when she's assigned by God to build. Now, just think about it. No structure, no organization, or no government, anything else have as much power as the church has. Okay? They can't stop you no kind of way if you do what God tells you to do. A remnant by revelation will return to the church status by the book of Acts and operating a supernatural atmosphere and attitude. I like that. I'm going to give you that again. A remnant. Notice the word remnant. I've been using that word real strong because I know it's not going to be the big crowd. Now, I can tell you right now, y'all tell me, we're a remnant. If you're not, you won't last here long. You'll be gone. A remnant by revelation. How are they going to do it?
By revelation.
We return the church to the status by the book of Acts and operate in a supernatural atmosphere and attitude. Operating in a supernatural atmosphere and attitude. It's so going back to God's original plan. Remember when we started up? Going back to God's original plan. Rims, remnants, anointing, flowing in rhema insight will please God, and promotion will come in supernatural flow. I'm going to go over this again. And God's people will be blessed as they get their assignment done God's way. I love it. Rim. Always recognize that apostolically and prophetically you operate in a certain realm. So you can't run with everybody. Another important word is remnant. The crowd is not going to flow with you. But they'll finally come to you and ask you what you're doing. Another strong word is, so we got to remember, we got to operate in MTMA in these words, rims, remnant, anointed, and flowing in rhema, insight, will please God. Now, none of these things, rem, remnant, anointing, or the rhema word, is not going to come unless we spend special time with God. We're standing up to preach. A minister want to be in a certain ring. Okay. We cannot compromise and get in with the crowd of ministers that religiously, repetitionally going through the same thing. Our key word here now is boitness, in the spirit realm. You kindly kotele bosoko talis konorete. You're constantly becoming pregnant with divine information, divine insight that shake the very foundation of the enemy and bring people up to another level. Remnant, anointed, flowing in rhema insight. You know, John 6:63. It's the spirit of God. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Hebrews 4:12. You got to be the word of God quick. And so you have to be, there has to be an anointing there for the word of God to be quick and powerful and sharp than to each sword. Let me give this one. I'm still kind of stuck here. Remnant. Anointing flowing in rhema insight will please God. Once God is pleased, and promotion will come, watch, in supernatural flow. And God's people will be blessed as they get the assignment done God's way. Now, I tell you, in my ministry, everything changes. The Holy Spirit is pushing the apostolic and the prophetic to the peak in my ministry. So, you know, I used to be a hooper. Well, I ain't that much, hooping going on now. I get to that point, I shut it down. Because, the insight that people need now, we've got to be coming out of revelation knowledge.
Yes, sir.
We can't be repetitious. Can't be just repeated. Got to be on the inside of us, all right? All right, I'll read this again. I don't care if it's the same thing. The ram, remnant, anointed, flowing. Flowing is very important. Flowing in rhema insight. That's very important. Something God has spoken to you. Will please God, and promotion will come in supernatural flows. I love that. Promotion will come in supernatural flows. And I'm seeing that. And I started telling you about my ministry. The whole thing has changed. I mean, y'all been listening to the tape, not by might nor by power. But you see, now right now, LTMA, I'm sending them all the leaders here, all the MBBs and their wives. But in the room where we are, I'm sensing a strong and almost a strange anointing. That I believe that every one of us is going to be changed. See, the anointing is not a feeling, it's a fact.
Yes.
So you say, I don't feel nothing, but it's a fact. You're in the midst of it, you follow what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, let's go over it. All the promises of God is waiting, watch what I'm saying now, for apostolic grace, apostolic favor. And you begin to preach to the people apostolically, apostolic favor will start coming on their line. We got some of that going on, not all of them. And they recognize they're in another dimension. And they appreciate it. Remember now, don't cry, remember now. Because the rest of them are not going to know what you're doing. And they're going to try to set back. They're finally come. They're going to try to set back because they want routine. They want rituals. They want religion. You working in revelation and Rhema, and things are changing,
yes,
and you permit the Holy Spirit to flow like He want to flow. All right?
Yes.
So all the promises of God is waiting for apostolic grace. In other words, some promises are not coming out because the church can't have it. So God is waiting for His apostolic crew to begin to flow in apostolic grace. Then we can go back to the book of Acts and have the same manifestation, the same impartation, the same operation. That's what God wants. You got to come back before Jesus comes. So He said, come and look for a church with what? With our what? Spot or rancor. Well, the church is going to be full of spot and rancor if we don't get this culture mess out of there and this socialism out of there. this fleshly partnership. We got to get out of the church. All right, here's a good one now. We must not structure our ministry to please people, but to respect God at all times. I think that's the problem, David. Excuse me. I think they want to respect people. You want to respect God. Now, here, give me credit, because you might think you hear what I'm saying. Y'all tell me, how many online anymore?
144.
I congratulate you all. You all really participate. That's important to me because it draws more anointing out of me. That people desire, give respect and honor. You know what I'm saying? The church is designed. Listen to this very carefully. Church is designed to be supernatural, not a supermarket to just get what you want. And we made the church out of a supermarket.
Yeah.
We made God out of a supermarket.
That's right.
And we violated a very simple scripture. Yeah, this can change your life. Simple scripture, you know it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things will be added to you.
Yeah.
While you're waiting all the time, seeking all the other stuff, you ain't using your key. You're praying in labor when you should be praying in favor.
Right.
You should be praying what is right for yours. If you don't pray in faith, you praying what is right for yours, and you know nobody can keep it, you don't get it.
All right, let me see what I want over here. I'll keep going this way.
1 Samuel 22:1-2. We're dealing with this at large in the church. Turn there and look at it. 1 Samuel 22:1-2. Whatever. Still on?
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with this at large in church. The debt, discontentment, so what we're dealing with. Many are discontent, distressed, in debt, in watch, in search of identity and destiny.
Wow.
They're searching. We supposed to give them their identity. We're supposed to give them their destiny. By the anointing on our lives, the revelation, the rhema that we are flowing in, we are prepared, we sometimes don't know what we're talking about. But that's for you. He said sometimes, because you take you in another realm, and you talking, and you answering a thousand questions, and you don't even know you're answering them. But that's the way it works in this area. So we got to get these people out of discontentment, distress, and in debt. And what we've been trying to get them out with a supermarket instead of the supernatural.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we have to get them to know how to shop in the supernatural. Mm-hmm. By faith, by trust, by insight. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is what we need to do. This is what the apostolic is all about, and the prophetic, because the apostolic is government and blueprint, and the prophetic is insight of the future and know exactly what's going to happen and how to get ready for it. Okay? Let me read this to you. Many are discontent, distressed, in debt. Now, we know the church, and they search for identity and destiny. We supposed to give them an insight about their identity and their destiny. And people are not going to follow you if you're not preaching something to change their life.
Right.
You're going to stay home most of the time. When they come, they're just going to be. And another thing is, we got to stop entertaining these people in the church. These people, see, there's a certain realm in the spirit that if we are in entertainment, we're not going to ever get. Hear me now, hear me. If there's a certain realm you're not going to get because the one who's doing the entertaining blocking the realm. And you started corporate satata. You constantly pushing to go to another level, but that person is performing it or something. The emotion don't mean they're anointed.
Right. Yes, sir.
And so you got to get all rim blockers out the way. You can have the ability to go to another level, but the atmosphere shut you down. And so you got to listen to God. I listen to God. Nevertheless, there remain in them a cause, a mighty soul that can't be seen. These people who are in debt, discontentment, debt, looking for their identity and their destiny, nevertheless, there remain in them a cause, a mighty soul that can't be seen. See, your job is to expose the cause and the soul that is in them. Now, here's one thing we're doing. We're taking back from the enemy's hand of the people looking to us for everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We're back to Ephesians 4:11-16. We got to train them how they can function in God's presence, in God's blessing themselves. That's why they're looking at us. But they got to go through some stuff to get where they need to go.
Right.
Now listen to this. Nevertheless, there remains in them a call, a mighty soul that can't be seen.
What?
They desire to let God's power be strong in them and see territories, cities, and nations impacted by the power of God. Who are they, you ask? They are the coming apostolic reformers, effective ministries, and believers. That's our assignment. You know, it's a privilege that God has given us this assignment. We all got to keep pointing to God. He's the one. That's why I like the scripture, 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. He give him those five characteristics of God, his glory, what else?
Majesty,
what else? It's greatness.
It's
got two more.
Spiritual.
Now, we ought to know that. We ought to know them. Online, y'all know them? Right now, the Spirit of God is pouring out a fresh understanding of the Word of God concerning, right there now, restoration of effective ministry. So what are you saying? I'm saying that most ministry is not effective. Restoration of effective ministry. Now, number one will determine whether your ministry is effective is people live being changed.
Right. Thank you, sir.
So let's look at the apostolic time for a few moments. You got to remember how long I've been going, because I never know.
44 minutes.
God has called you to be a revolutionary change agent.
Yes.
So don't expect everybody to agree with you. Don't expect the denomination and the organization to understand who you are.
Yes, sir.
Because you're flowing in another realm. You're going back to the original plan of God, the apostolic prophetic plans of God. All right? Exciting times, apostolic times are just ahead for you. You got to pay attention now. We don't just have these meetings, just say we have a meeting. Let me give you a question. Have you paid your dues this month? Yeah, TMA don't have no dues. we ain't hustling. We trying to put something in you.
Right.
You know, I know great organization. You don't pay your dues, you out. Here's a statement. We have been hearing from the Holy Spirit that a restoration of the apostolic church was coming, and I believe a measure of the apostolic reforming spirit has already arrived.
Yes.
It's in this room. It's online.
Yes,
turn to Acts 3:21. The word of God teaches a restoration of all things before the return of the Lord. Somebody read Acts 3:21. Read it so I can repeat after you. Who got it?
Whom the heaven must receive.
Whom the heaven must receive.
Until the time of restitution.
Until the time of restitution.
Of all things.
Of all things.
Which God hath spoken.
Which God hath spoken.
By the mouth.
By the mouth.
Of all his holy prophets.
Oh, who he spoke by?
Of all his holy prophets.
All his holy prophets. That's it?
Since the world began.
Since the world began. Read that again. Can you hear me, bro?
Yes.
All right, read it again. Acts what? 3:21. All right, read it for you, Paul. Let me read. The word of God teaches the restoration of all things, right? Before the return of the Lord. So we in a restoration, resurrection season. Coming back, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Coming back to God's original plan.
Man.
What? So a lot of false soldiers going to have to be knocked out the game.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And ain't love. You can knock somebody out in love, you know. In love, but you got to go back to God's original plan. Go ahead and read it.
Whom the heaven must receive.
Whom the heaven must receive.
Until the time of restitution.
Until the time of restitution.
Of all things.
Of all things. Very bold there. Restitution. Revival.
Yep.
Resurrection. Almost like a recreation.
So go ahead. By the mouth.
By the mouth.
Of all his holy prophets.
Wait a minute. By the mouth.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
By the mouth. Something need to be coming out of your mouth.
Yes, sir.
See, restoring factors should be coming out of our mouth.
Yes,
when we stand as a priest, resurrection power
is
supposed to be coming out of our mouth when we're speaking.
Yes, sir.
You know, sometimes I talk too fast when I'm preaching. You need to pause. Give the Holy Spirit a chance to say something. So, don't let them people entice you to just keep talking when you're just talking. Wait and see. You hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. I'm doing it now. Hallelujah. See, and his presence can read the rest for you.
Since the world began.
Since the world began. That's it?
Yes,
all right, let's go to another part now. Restoration is taking place, including the ministry of modern apostles, apostolic churches, and apostolic believers. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit has given us a bit a prophetic insight into the restoration, listen very carefully, of the apostolic spirit. Woo! In other words, to a large degree, the apostolic spirit, which was set up in Ephesians chapter 4 to minister down the line to the rest of the ministry gift, then go to verse 12 in Ephesians, that we were supposed to pass that on to the people. So if the 11th verse is not together, go to the 11th verse, Ephesians 4 11. If the 11th verse is not together, LTM, listen. If the 11th verse is not together, the 12th verse can't be together, the 13th verse can't be together, the 14th verse can't be together, the 15th verse can't be together, because what Satan has did is disorganized the structure that God has set up.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you no longer, the people are no longer able to face him.
Yeah, right.
Because they don't have enough grace on their life from the pulpit.
Wow.
They got entertainment, they got emotion, but they don't have enough grace in the anointing and understanding of who they are and where Satan's supposed to be. So I used these words some months ago. They rhyme, but they're very powerful to me. Emotion at large have taken the place of devotion. And so people are not dedicated for what they can do for God. They are dedicated for what God can do for them. They don't know if they do it for God, everything else will come.
Right. Yeah.
Everything else will come. I'm teaching on decreeing in the present moments because it's important. You got to quantify the decree, but I'm teaching on that, but people begging too much. Blessers don't beg. People who bless don't beg because they know it's there.
Yes.
So we got to start using our keys, all right?
Yes, sir.
You might start asking yourself these questions about the restoration and specifically about apostolic ministry and your involvement. How can apostolic ministry, churches, and believers be identified? There's a way to identify it. What are the strongest earmarks that set them apart from others? Why is restoring apostolic ministry important today? And why is the apostolic spirit important to this hour? All right. Different spiritual climates. How long we run? We go
33 minutes.
Different spiritual climates. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Number one, striking signs of apostolic believers is manifested in the spiritual climate of the churches they attend. Let me get it again. Striking sign of apostolic believers. That term, apostolic believer. Now, we're going to have to emphasize and go over and over again, and somebody may think you're trying to build something around you. No, it's a sign from the Lord. We, MVB, when you're ministering to LTMA members, remember we're on assignment from the Lord to get us into a position where we'll be a part of the remnant that God's going to use in these last hours. Our churches, we as ministers, all our whole family. So striking sign of apostolic believers. Now what is an apostolic believer? An apostolic believer is one who's operating and functioning exactly like God wants to function. That's what an apostolic believer is. Apostolic believers, no, I don't have to call the pastor to get this done. In the name of Jesus, I call you out myself.
Yes.
Boy, people are going to start getting excited because they don't know that they're holding a Bible and they're listening at you, but they don't know they can do it. Because we nourish them too much. We've been in the pastoral model patting them on the back and say, you're going to be all right, crying with them. You know, when you're supposed to be slapping them.
Uh-huh.
Get up from that. Use your key.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got to do it in love. Now, I don't know how to tell you how to do that. Just now. Second signs of apostolic believer is manifest in the spiritual climate of the church. See, a spiritual climate, the atmosphere. So now we got to go back all the way to what type of presentation you making in your singing. I know some of y'all got all that dancing going on with them flags and stuff like that. It's holding back the spirit realm, I'll tell you right now. Where you got it from? You got it from. And then you got to be people pleaser. You can't tell them to set their tail on a while and wipe what the ass is still going to do. I'm telling you, from my experience, I don't know everything, but I know many things about the realm of the spirit. You can get an emotion going on in the church and think you're in the spirit, and people performing is not opening the door for the Holy Spirit to be strong. Now, y'all just do what y'all want to do. But I'm trying to get y'all to a rim. And that rim, see, when I come in here, I don't want nobody with a flag right in front of me. Set your tail on. I don't want none of that. I don't want no people dressed in white with white gloves on, dancing before me. I don't want none of that. Because it blocked the spirit rim. What? Now, just think about it. Where you got it from? Where it come from? See, I'm just going to tell you all right. But you got to have wisdom to make the changes. You don't just want. You just got to have wisdom to make the changes. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit been emphasizing to me is that the atmosphere and the rim of the Spirit, even though you read it, is not going to go no higher because you got them special people doing things. And they think that they're pocket. They ain't got no pocket. Set your tail on. You ain't got no pocket. Today, nobody do nothing. I'm doing it. You know. I know it hurt. Troops. And I wouldn't be your apostle if I don't say something about it.
That's right.
See? Because I see some potentials that are being held back. And I want y'all to go all the way. You just got to have wisdom. Let's talk to God about it. You just got to have wisdom, man, to make change. I'm kind of abrupt, man. I just make change. I said, no, we ain't going to do that. Well, I read about a man. His father was a pastor. Taught him great. And then they called him to take a church over. He took the church over. And he bring the church into the realm of the spirit that there had not been 1,000 members left. Church better off than they ever was. 1,000 left. Because they wanted the same old routine. And they wanted their revelation to override your revelation. See, you the man of the house. Your revelation, just sit down and emotion and devotion. And just see what is emotional, what is devotional. Because what the Lord trying to do now, he'll tell me, is move us from dimension to realm. See, dimension is a measurement. Rim. You can't measure. So what you want to work in, a dimension or a rim?
That's good.
Right. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Know this. I'll never come against you or your ministry, but I'll come against what's holding you back.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Wow. So you had to be dealing with people now. People are pregnant with normality. And apostolically, we're moving from the normality,
yes,
going into reality. Are you following me?
Yes.
So important. Just pray about it. I mean, don't make no rush. Just, just talk to you.
Talk to your wife. I think your wife might be able to tell you. Sometimes your wife can tell us that. But they see it faster than we see it. Isn't that something? Y'all don't weigh mammy on that, but I don't care. Go a few more minutes. The apostolic spirit, the apostolic spirit is resident in apostolic believers that attend apostolic churches.
Yes.
The apostolic spirit is resident in apostolic believers that attend apostolic churches. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, our church is not going to be the remain like they were to step into the apostolic. I don't care how successful you think you are or what, it's not going to be the remain that because the Holy Spirit is going to come in and start making some change. All right? Here's another statement. I'm trying to close. The most amazing thing about apostolic believers is their sensitivity to the spiritual climates around them. There's another atmosphere. There's another climate we are producing now because God has chosen us as a remnant. I don't care how big an organization is numerically. How big is the spirit?
Yes, sir.
The strong apostolic anointed on apostolic believers, they are aggressively content with the hard heavens of their territories and command spiritual changes in Jesus' name. The changing thing. Churches that carry an apostolic reforming spirit are churches that do more than nurture and pastor people. I did it long term. They know how to contend with the hard, brazen heavens that hinders prayer, praise, liberty, God's voice, and the spiritual growth of the people. Let me read that again. They know how. Wait a minute. Let me go back. Churches that carry an apostolic reforming spirit. What kind of spirit?
Apostolic reforming spirit.
Or churches that do more than nurture and pastor people. You see, we can't be afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. Not purposely, but when you're changing climate and you're changing atmosphere and you're changing rim, somebody's going to get hurt. Because their ministry and your ministry are going to be messed with. They done build a ministry in your ministry, and if you tell them sit down, they're going to leave. Half or go. That's the one you want to go, see? See, that's the one you want to go. Because if I can't set you down and you can't recognize that you under my ministry and you get hot because you can't do what you were doing, and I think they all need to be tested. You find them out in a week. I don't hear much praise up in here. I may say, how long have I been, Roy? I'm going to close out. I believe we need prayer. Let me read this to you again. Churches that carry an apostolic reforming spirit are churches that do more than nurture and pastor people. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They know how to contend with a hard brazen heaven that hinder prayer, praise, liberty, set the people free, you see. God's voice and the spiritual growth of the people. People want to grow. They know apostolic. They know how to command spiritual gates to open so the King of Glory might come among them. So, no, I ain't close.
apostolic music has spiritual punch.
Good.
It's the sound of authority and breakthrough, not just emotion. Apostolic songs are commanding, decreeing, and proclaiming. They are songs that lift and exalt Jesus while prophetically decreeing the will of the Lord for your life. Father, we thank you for this impartation today. Thank you that I have the MVBs and their wives around me in this place. I pray for these MVBs, these pastors and these leaders and their wives, that they can help me do what you have designed us to do in the LTMA. I pray for all the members of the LTMA today that they will listen to this tape, go over it, hear your voice, not my voice. Understand that in the apostolic, we're getting people out of debt, discontentment, and stress. We're getting them to know how to use their keys. We're getting them to know how to flow in the spirit. We thank you so much for this time in the LTMA. We thank you that the members are faithful and that it will be faithful, and that manifestation and demonstration will come in their personal lives, their families, their bodies, their finances, their ministries. All of these things will take an apostolic anointing upon it. We bless every person in the sound of our voice today. In Jesus' name, amen. Boys, y'all take over.
Just a few reminders. I'm going to take the liberty to push the individual circle calls to the following week. Because the MVBs are with Apostle, and he tends to call us at various times, and I don't want it to interfere with the circle call, so we'll push the calls to the following week. All right, I will have the recording to you, the MP3, so you can listen at this again within the next 15 to 20 minutes. Don't forget about first-tier meeting that we have coming up for Prosperity Revival 23. It'll be November 6th through the 10th of this year. 2023, again, Prosperity Revival, November 6th through the 10th. I bless you all. Have a wonderful day, and stay tuned. Be blessed.